Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Another search Sunday for a West Fargo woman who is believed to have been killed by her boyfriend last month. A group gathered at Dyke East near the Red River in Fargo to search for Isadora Wengel. Wengel was last seen alive on New Year's Eve and reported missing January 7th. Minnesota small business owners are calling on state lawmakers to come together and pass legislation to protect them from federal ICE agents. J.D. Delgado says the impact of ICE operations in the Twin Cities has forced many businesses to close.
Aren't we supposed to be about freedom? My family and I, our friends, our neighbors, and other business owners have not felt free in a long time.
Delgado says there are a number of Mexican restaurants that he liked to visit that have decided they're too afraid to stay open. Authorities have released the names of the two St. Louis County Sheriff's deputies who shot and killed a man in Duluth last week. The BCA on Sunday identified Sergeant Joshua Burnt and Deputy Matthew Sobzak as the officers who fatally shot Donald Felver III. This is MNN.